Well, this man was one of the heroes of the American Revolution. He was a general at the Battle of Saratoga in 1777, and his soldiers had a brilliant victory over the British. And George Washington called him the bravest of the bravest. About 3 years later, in 1780, he became disillusioned with the American cause. And he sold secret military plans to the enemy for 20,000 British pounds. And then he defected to the enemy. He left the United States and he went back to England and he served the British military. He betrayed the country that he had served. And this man, the greatest betrayer that we know in our American history, is a man called Benedict Arnold. For 20,000 pieces of silver, his name is now known in history, at least to us, as one of shame. But now, there's another one whose name also has been recorded as a name of shame. And you heard about it. But not for 20,000 pieces of silver, but rather for 30. And his name is Judas Iscariot. So this evening, on this Lenten evening, we speak about that whole aspect of betrayal of Jesus, and also our own, and in light always of the great mercy of our God. So in Matthew 26, we read about the betrayal of Judas. So the scene was in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was Thursday, it was the Passover, and Jesus was praying in the garden for the strength to face his enemy. And then we read, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. So don't miss what it says about Judas. He was one of the 12. He had been hand-picked to be one of these apostles. For those 3 years, he had witnessed the miracles of Jesus. He had heard him speak. He had seen everything. He was a trusted man. And yet, this trusted man turned upon Christ. He collaborated with the enemies. He was a treasurer of the 12. But yet, we remember him as one who dishonored and also discredited Christ. They needed an informant. They needed an insider, one that would be able to hand him over without incident. And the price of that deal? A merely 30 pieces of silver. It is the very amount that you would pay to buy a slave. So as they come, they come with swords and all types of weapons to arrest Jesus. But they had to have a way to know who he was. And so, the sign of love, a kiss, was going to be the sign of which one it was. And so, with this gift of love, a kiss, he does the most reprehensible thing. The scripture says, now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, the one I kiss is the man, seize him. And he came to Jesus at once and said, greetings, Rabbi, and he kissed him. He betrayed Jesus with a kiss. How that must have hurt Jesus, and how shameful it was for Judas to sell his Lord his rabbi with a kiss. So we sang a hymn, those last two verses, which talk about that it wasn't simply Judas who betrayed the Lord. We also find us. Every time that you and I confess our sins daily, or we do it when we gather on a Wednesday or a Sunday or a Saturday, we talk about how our love for our Lord has not been bright. The betrayal may come in many ways. Sometimes material things become prominent in our life. We find our security in looking at an account or what we own or what we have, and that becomes our stability. And if we find that that level diminishes, we worry and we wonder. Sometimes it is where we look for a place of power or position or ambition. So we look at our life and say, I have to arrive in this type of respect in the eyes of others. And if I have that, then I have what I want. And sometimes what gets in the way is what Christ calls us to be, how he calls us to be a servant, or how he desires us to be humble. When we're looking for that place of honor and laud from others, we find that we would even betray our Lord so that we are able to be elevated. Sometimes the price of betrayal is simply acceptance by the world. I guess we call it peer pressure. And that isn't just for teenagers. That's for all of us. We look for someone else to accept us. And if that means that we are not able to speak the truth, we're not able to speak about Jesus, we're not able to acknowledge him because it might mean the rejection of others, there are times that we keep quiet during that time. Or even the whole aspect of the price of retaliation. Rather than having a heart that would forgive, that would put things behind us, sometimes we would betray our Lord in the aspect of revenge. You see, Judas gave up his Lord. And there are times when we do the same. Every time that we live a life that is contrary to the Word of God, or we embrace behavior that does not glorify him, it is our Lord who is injured. A man called Michael Card, way back in 1984, almost 40 years ago, in a song that he wrote, said this, Judas, don't you come too close. I feel that I might see. The traitorous look upon your face might look too much like me. Because just like you, I've sold the Lord, and often for much less. But Jesus and his mercy come to us. In all of our sins and all of our brokenness, our poor decisions, our sins, it is our Lord's mercy that still comes to us. Do you know that Judas was received by our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane? Do you hear what he called him when he came forward, knowing that he was going to be betrayed by a kiss? He uses the word friend. Or it was just a few hours before this, when they were around the table having that Last Supper, that you find that Jesus says, the one who dips his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. He looked for him to have an out. Then Judas would be able to step back from such a decision. And that price, the 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, a servant, I find it ironic, because that is what our Lord is. He chose to be a servant, a slave. So in Isaiah 53, that whole section that says, he bore our sins, he covered our iniquities, with his chastisement we are made whole. That whole section begins in chapter 52, talking about the servant of the Lord. We find in the New Testament words like this: the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Or in that great chapter of Philippians 2, though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very form of a servant. So this servant, who was sold for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, has given to us forgiveness. He has allowed us to live as his people. He will never betray us. He will never deny us. Though we be faithless, he remains faithful. In 1 Peter it says, the cost for that redemption was not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. During these days, it is good for us to consider our deep need. It's good for us to see what's inside of us. But more than that, we need to see what's outside of us. And that's Jesus and his great love, and that we are people who are held in his arms and we are blessed in our lives. You see, we have mercy at all times. May it stand with us, and may we stand strong. I pray that in Christ's name. Amen. The peace of our Lord that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life forever in heaven. Amen.